For booking information, visit queens-theatre.co.uk or call the box office on 01708 44 33 33.
You want Dancing Queen.
Oh, it is my music.
Yeah, that was it. I didn't have enough time. You can't say I want Dancing Queen. Like, literally about 4 seconds we're going live. I'm joined in the studio. She's not been in for about sort of 6 to 8 weeks. It is Molly Miller here with Ask Molly Beauty feature. She writes for the Gazette. That goes all over the county of Essex, in the Chronicle as well. And she has a weekly beauty feature. And she's got loads of products to get through today. Hello, Molly.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Tom's looking all excited in the chat room.
Who?
Con.
Oh, hello, Con.
Your number one fan.
Oh, he's lovely.
He's wearing a T-shirt that says Lucozade on the side of it.
Oh, I'm going to go and visit him one day.
Yeah, be careful, you never come home.
Oh, really?
So he said he's made a special house for you. out of his own skin, yes. Out of his own skin and hair. There we go.
Oh,
and
nice.
Also, lovely. And also, very good afternoon to Mel, who's in the chat room as well.
Oh, hello, Mel. I'll go and visit Mel as well.
Yeah,
well,
Mel lives around the corner and she won't try and keep you in her house.
Or a kennel.
Or a kennel, no. So you'll be pretty fine.
Oh. I've got to quickly say hello to Bert as well.
Hello, Bert.
Bert's the dog.
Oh, right.
I've never met him before, but anyway, there you go.
Lovely.
Right, anyway, so I've got lots of beauty products. I have put some of these in the paper this week, but I've got lots of beauty products, and this one I have tested, as you can tell from the lid.
Yep.
Yeah, it's called Madame Lala. And hello. I know, when the package came through, I thought, oh, is that my naughty thing that I've ordered? But it wasn't that. Sorry, it wasn't. It's not.
Whatever that may be.
Whatever that may be, exactly. But it had on the front of the actual envelope, Madame Lala, and you know, you think, God, I bet that postman's thinking, stop out. But anyway, it's a really, really good fake tan, and I loved it. It went on really easily. It's got lots of celebrity followings from Vanessa Hudgens, Blake Lively, Rihanna uses it. And she's dark anyway, Rihanna, but it comes in dark and light. I used the light version, and it gave me a really, really beautiful sort of... Well, the colour that I am now, just a very light olive, and I'd look so ill. I've not been well for the last few weeks, and a bit of a mess, really. And this was lovely, and I like it. It's got in it... it's got in it cocoa water to hydrate. It's got anti-aging benefits, vitamins A and E, aloe vera plants. So a lot of these fake tans now, they're having all these added benefits.
But does it smell? That's what we want to know.
No, it doesn't smell. And what I loved about it is, okay, when I put it on, I had to wait a few minutes for it to dry.
Yeah.
But that evening, when I left it on for the full rest of the day and the evening, it didn't come off of my bed sheets. A nice sweat in bed sometimes. And
there we go. You share so much with the audience, don't you?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I do, you know. You do get hot in bed, don't you? I always like to fling the clothes off. But anyway. And... It's really good. It didn't come off on the sheets or anything, and it didn't streak at all. Mm-hmm. It really looked like a realistic glow, and I'm going to carry on using that one.
So Madame
that,
Lala.
Madame Lala. Now, it is expensive. It's £36.
Ooh.
But it will last ages, and it's not got any orange in it.
How many tans do you get in that bottle?
Well, I would easily say that would last me about 3 months.
Right.
Every other week. I mean, it's supposed to last for 2 weeks. It didn't. It lasted about a week on me.
Yeah.
But it's... I loved it. I really, really, really liked it. It's my favourite one. I used to like Zentan and Saint-Tropez, but that was my favourite. And as I say, I tested that in the light. The next thing I want to go on, which I haven't actually tested yet, and I'm going to put this in the paper this week, is Cerise, and it's shampoo. I don't even want to undo that and have a whiff of it. Now, basically, Cerise is quite a new product. Ooh, and it's available from cerisehair.com, CerisHair. Mm-hmm. And I think it was InStyle gave it their must-have. Prices start from about £7.50. Now, what's really good, I've got a whole list of here that I've printed off, but the shampoo and conditioners are really good because they've got the argan oil in them.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of things here. You see everything with argan oil in it. The shampoo and conditioner, it's hydrating. It stops curliness and roughness of hair. It penetrates into hair pores and enhances elasticity.
properties, it makes it look stronger, very, very good for uncontrollable hair. It strengthens, it's got vitamin E in it. I mean, there's so much here. I mean, I could just go on and on. It helps prevent split ends, it acts as a moisturiser, it's got vitamin H and B7, it adds gloss, it's got herbal extracts in it, so it's good for dandruff. The list is absolutely endless. It's like a really good top quality shampoo. And they've also got the Cerise Argan Oil, which you can just put, that's what I've put on my hair, because my hair's just gone so fragile at the moment from over dyeing and too many treatments and so on. And also it's got a mask as well. This you can put on your hair when it's dry, or you can put it in when it's damp, and it just gives it that shine. But argan oil is really good for nourishing, and the argan oil is carried on throughout the whole of this range. So I was quite impressed with this. I mean, as I say, I haven't tested the shampoo yet, but I loved the oil. I thought the oil was very good because it didn't weigh my hair down.
How much is the oil? Because normally if you buy them sort of Redken, they're normally sort of about 20-odd pounds.
I knew you were going to ask me this.
Oh, no, forget it. Well, the shampoos are £7 each. I would suggest
£7.50 is a shampoo. The conditioner is £8.50. And the mask, which I haven't got bought in with me today because I didn't have room, but it's going in the paper, I think off the top of my head, is about 20 something.
We can find out about the argan oil anyway. It's normally about sort of in the £20 zone, but you only need tiny drops of it. So
yeah, you literally need just 3 drops of it. You don't need much at all. You really, really don't. Mm-hmm. What else have I bought in here? Oh, Clarins New Lime. Now, I love Clarins, and they're very nice Clarins, because the Clarins and Clinique, actually, I haven't got Clinique with me today, but Clarins always send me their bits. They're very, very good. This is their new, it's cream to matte formula for autumn. Their autumn colours are my colours. I mean, they suit everybody, but they're all neutrals.
Yeah.
And I love neutrals.
Oh, that's nice.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Because I was saying on the air yesterday about makeup, when you're a little bit old, when you're over 30, right, it does sometimes look like you've been smashed in the face. If you wear eyeshadow, for some reason, I don't know what it is, on younger skin, I'm not saying that we both look, we don't look, I don't think we look old anyway, but it doesn't sit well on your eyes. And I don't know what it is, it's suddenly, all of a sudden, you go to put on eyeshadow, you try and put on eyeshadow. I mean, I put on a bit of eyeliner on my eyes today, and you just look like either a transvestite or somebody's hit you in the face. It doesn't look right, but neutral colours, and Bare Minerals are doing that sort of thing as well. But it just gives you a little bit of, just a bit of a sheen. That's all you need. You don't need anything
You
else.
Don't need too much. I mean, the tricks with, as you get older, is never to put eyeshadow or liner underneath the eye.
Yep.
Because you want to lift your eyes up. You want to get youthful. So that's, try and lift it up. And also, the lighter, obviously, the bigger your eyes look, the darker it minimises. So it's just like using shadow and lights and so on. This is really good, actually. This is the Instant Light Eye Perfecting Base from Clarins. This is new as well. It's really good if you've got crepey lids, which I've just noticed I've got crepey lids, and I hate that. It is. It's as you get older, isn't it? It's like you get this sort of like. Yeah. And this is really good. So I don't know if you want to have a test of that, actually. So this is their new Instant Light Eye Perfecting Base. It's £22. It gives a smooth base. It's actually got oat sugars in it, which is a bit random, which brightens the eyes. But I love the Clarins Cream to Powder Matte Shadows. They're £19, but yeah, expensive. But you know what? You only need a couple of these colours. You can build them up. And also, what I like about them is, you don't want too much shimmer as you get older, or glitter, or anything like that.
No.
And these are really nice because they go on really smoothly. They go on like a cream, but because they're matte, they last all day. So they're absolutely ideal for brides. And especially, as I say, the colours are really nice. They're really neutral. And yeah, I'm trying to think which one that goes in. But anyway, I'll sort that in a minute.
Right, we will come back. Yep, we're just going to do a quick break with some traffic and travel and some ads. And we'll be back with Molly. She's got loads more products coming up.
Yeah.
And we haven't got crepey eyelids.
I've got crepey eyelids.
You've got crepey eyelids.
I've got crepey eyelid.
What, just one?
We're sagging everywhere. Though.
You're not sagging anywhere. You're one of the most fittest people. I see you running down Brentwood High Street.
I'm sagging.
Where? Oh, maybe really? Not for it. No, I don't think you're sagging. You look wonderful.
Oh, that's really sweet, but I feel saggy. And you know what? I said to my friend the other day, I feel like one of those African women that's got the great big heavy rings that they put on the end of their boobs and they just swing them around. And you know the ones I mean.
What, in Brentwood High Street?
No, the tribal women. No, you don't get that in Brentwood High Street. They've all had boob jobs.
Anyway, moving swiftly on, let's do some travel. Oh, dear. Yes. Oh.
That webcam is on me.
I know it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me introduce my guest. It is Molly Miller with the second part of Ask Molly Beauty. Yeah, you smile at the people. They're looking at you now.
That's so embarrassing. Turn it off. Put it on you.
No, I don't want to. They don't want to. They see enough of me. They're looking at you now.
Great.
That's fine.
Fine.
Right, on we go with more products.
Right, yes. I'll start poking my tongue out and doing odd things because I hate cameras on me. Right. I'm totally thrown. Right. Don't like cameras. Anyway, Lustra Pure Light treatment for acne. I can show that into the webcam.
Oh, right, yep.
Right, this is new from Boots. Now it's expensive. It's £225.
Oh.
Right. If you suffer from acne, yeah, which is normally caused from hormonal and so on, you'd often, if you go to clinics, they'll do this blue light therapy.
Yeah.
And this is like the new home version. Now, I put this in the paper, and I've been honest, I haven't tested it because I haven't got acne, but I haven't tested it, and I am going to find somebody to test it on. But it's very, very good. Now, it uses the natural blue light, this is what I put in paper, from the visible light spectrum that destroys the bacteria. What I like about it is it can be used from the age of 13.
Yeah.
There's so many children, now my daughter's gone to senior school, that their skin's coming out. And I mean, even Phoebe, sorry, to check there, even Phoebe has got, she's just started to get a few little spots and things here.
Yeah.
So it's really important from quite a, as soon as you hit your teens or as soon as, I mean, my daughter's only 11 and she's already hormonal. Yeah. So as soon as you start getting like that, it's really important to get a good skincare regime. Now, this, as I said, you can use from the age of 13. There's a really in-depth booklet here which explains exactly how the blue light treatment works, where you basically put these pads on your face and the blue light literally zaps into the bacteria, but it's really too long. I mean, it would take up a whole like hour to go through the whole of that, but it is available from Boots, and it does come with a guarantee, a 12-month guarantee, and so on. So it's proven as well. It's proven to eliminate the bacteria that causes spots. The actual machine itself is rechargeable. It's really compact. I don't even want to have a look at that. You can take it away with you on holiday. So it's a good little machine. As I say, it does, I think it would have good results, but as I say, I haven't been able to test it yet, and I never really like to say yes, it 100% works unless I've tested it.
Well, maybe there's somebody out there. If you are out there, you're suffering, if you've got really bad acne,
just come and
to do some testing. Maybe
definitely, because I don't know, especially as I say, for teenagers, I'd really like to do something on teenage skin, which is another, this is why I've bought this brand in, which is called Brit, and this is quite a new one.
BRYT.
Now, Brit has got like a 3-step process. I know that Clinique do the 3-step process, but this is a bit different. So this has basically got your cleanser, your serum, and your moisturiser. Now, it's stocked. Prices are from £12.15. It's available in Waitrose. It's new to Waitrose. And it's very good for men, for boys, for men and women. But it's primarily, they've tried to sort of target with the bright packaging and the easy, quick 3-step. They're trying to target teenagers again.
Yeah.
It's really good because it's got in it the protective moisturiser. It's got in the cleanser. It's got super antioxidants in it. It helps with environmental damage and all the rest of it. It's also got in it organic Australian wild plums.
You did a bit of Australian accent when you said that, Australian plums.
Did I?
Mm.
Oh. Did I?
Did I?
Okay.
Do it again. Did I?
Right. Anyway, and it's got wild plums to help with skin blemishes, and it's got in it aloe vera, which obviously helps calm inflammation and spots, and it's also got in it allantoin to heal and soothe problematic skin.
Yep.
So again,
and how much is that? Is it?
It
quite
starts
reasonable?
From £12.50, and I say is you've got a foaming facial cleanser, you've got a calm serum, and a day moisturiser. I quite like the fact that you haven't got toner in here, because sometimes I think toners are great, but really it's the serum that packs the punch with all the antioxidants, and it's got the protective moisturiser. Although I'm looking on the moisturiser and I don't know if it's got SPF, and I don't think it has, but normally there's a reason why products don't have SPF. It's because they want you to use one separately anyway, because that's obviously the most important thing on it. It has, let's have a look, yeah, it is targeted really for sensitive skin, for hormonal skin. And this allantoin is an active ingredient that's found naturally in comfrey roots. So it's very good. It's mm-hmm. exfoliating as well. I'd really recommend that one for children, you know, for teenagers. I'm going to get my daughter to start using that. This next thing, which I literally got yesterday, and I'm really excited because I actually wanted to, it's something completely different. It's the jewellery tattoos. Have you seen these?
No.
Seekers of the Sun. Ooh. Again, I only got them yesterday, so I haven't put them on me yet. But I love the idea, and I've seen all these celebrities wearing them, and I thought, oh, I want to try that. So I tracked down the PR company actually popped up on my inbox, and I was like, brilliant, if I can get it out without breaking it all, because I want to put this in the paper as well. Basically, it's gold tattoos and silver tattoos that look like jewellery.
All right.
Oh, they're fantastic. They're really good. sorry, I've got a bit of a frog in my throat today. Or something else in my throat. But you've got bracelets.
Yep.
So I'm not
Not my fist, by the way.
Yeah, which it will be in a minute.
Oh, they're really cool.
Right. Aren't they excellent? So you've got I'm trying to describe these here, and I don't know if you can see, like, on the webcam, probably not. But basically, you've got gold and silver tattoos that look like jewellery or bracelets.
Yep.
And when you put them on, you can put them on your legs, you can put them on your arms as bracelets, you can put them around your neck. And it's a new trend. Now, they're available from misguided.com or Beauty Mart, and they're £11. But yeah, they do. There was a big thing that I think, oh, here, Jessica Alba, she's been wearing them. I like Jessica Alba, she's a pretty girl, she is. But yeah.
They look good.
They look
like
something
those,
completely different. And what's really good about them as well is that my daughter would love them as much as I would wear them. So yeah. She's not going to wear them because I'm going to have them.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually put them on Friday night. So yeah. It's just a different trend, that is. So that's going in the paper. Right. Moving on just quickly. I've got some few more bits. I don't know. Are we doing it in a 3-bit or a 2-bit?
You've got to get everything in before the news.
Oh, well, okay. Ola Keeley, Kylie, she's they've got this new range here. This is the hand cream. Smell it. It's lovely. It's got geranium. It's got patchouli, sandalwood. It's got loads of essential oils. That's available from John Lewis or Fennec. It's a hand lotion, and it's very, very rich. It's great if you've got dry hands. Very good if you're a hairdresser.
Oh, yes.
Next, I've got Alisala. This is the pure argan oil for hair and for face and body.
Yep.
Now, these aren't the full-size samples. They're just like, because you can have a look at that if you want. But again, going back onto argan oil, they're 100% Moroccan argan oil, which is so good. I put argan oil on my skin the whole time, as it's really good for restoring elasticity. It helps fight premature signs of aging. It helps the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. It's also got vitamin E to help heat for your hair, over styling. So I think argan oil is in so much now.
Yep.
But it really is good. It's so nourishing. I think I put a few drops of argan oil on my face every day.
Yep.
And then whatever's left, because I don't go out during the day apart from running or whatever, I just chuck it in my head.
Yeah.
Because I've got so much old dye and stuff on my hair. I haven't opened this yet, but if you want to gently open that and have a whiff, because I'm going to put that in the paper as well this week.
Gently open the box of perfume. Give it to me. I'll give you gently open.
Right. It's called this is the Carvan, and this is the shower gel. It's their new load of toilette.
Carvan.
It's their new line. It's based on simplicity. I haven't smelt it yet. It's got
very
combination.
Much looks like a Chanel packaging.
Yeah. It's got in it, let's have a look what it's got in it. Smell it, do you like it?
Yeah, it's nice. It's very, it smells seaweedy kind of, hold
on. Refreshing.
Yeah.
Citrus?
Yeah, I can get that.
You can get citrus?
Yep.
Yeah, freesia?
It's like sea, it smells like this free fresh sea to me.
Oh, that's lovely.
Like the ocean is what I meant to say, not seaweed, like the ocean.
Oh, I'm going to use that tonight.
Hmm.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? That is my kind of scent. Something that's very, very light and elegant. It's quite an elegant fragrance, isn't it? That is the bath and shower gel, which is £20. But I like bath and shower gels because you can really layer. You can have loads of lovely smelling bubbles, and then you can... Right, and then it's not too overpowering. Yeah. I never like anything that's... You know, I'm not going to go into the whole choking thing again, but I don't like...
please don't go into the whole choking thing again. I don't think we can
the
do that.
The whole asphyxiation
no,
thing.
No, let's not do that.
No, okay. Show, no, I don't do anything like that.
No. Moving swiftly on.
Yeah, okay. Finally,
are you talking about code today? Code looking for code mascara. Have you got one?
No, it's because you mentioned the V word, and they put it. They tweeted me code mascara is brilliant. They sent one to me ages ago, and I really love it. Although I've run out of it now.
I've bought two of them.
I've run out, but I do. It's really good. You can really build it up, can't you? Really build it up. I love it because it doesn't clog either, and it's not one that's really well known. But I did actually put it on air. I bought it on air, but I've run out of it now.
QVC.
But anyway,
what you want to get is Bare Minerals. You want to ask Bare Minerals to send you their new liquid foundation, which everybody's raving about.
I think I've got it.
A little brush with a well.
I'll have to ask them. Yeah. I'll have to ask their PRs. Right, this is Urban Veda, and it's Neem and Botanics. It's purifying body scrub.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's a really good one for flaky skins. Now, my daughter's been getting the little bumps again. It's nice, isn't it? She's been getting these little bumps on the top of her arms, you know, when you get... And I've said to her, darling, I know you're only 11, but you do need to start using a bit of a body scrub because you're getting hormonal, and that's anything that's going to really help with that area. You need to just sort of, because they do need to learn, not from a young age, but when they get hormonal, you know, sort of 11 upwards. I mean, girls now are starting their periods and things so much earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you, Phoebe's, bless the little heart, is hair, you know, and I'm thinking, oh no, I've got to take her wax in. She can't even have a plaster taken off her without crying. I won't let her shave. I don't want her shaving because I wouldn't trust her with a razor either. And the cream, you know, she's going to have to wax, you know, she's going to have to just grin and bear it, you know, basically.
Horrible. I didn't have wax until I was about 25, I don't think.
No.
It was like, oh my God.
I mean, painful. I think she'd scream her head off with a nip lady. Actually, I did take her to one lady who did a little bit of waxing on her leg just to show her what it was like, and she was not too bad with it. But she's started senior school now, and she's got to start putting in a little bit of a routine because they get bullied otherwise, you know. They do get bullied, and because I'm quite dark, I suppose, and so I can get quite hairy, so I have to wax all the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this body scrub is really good for those little hormonal bumps that you get on your arms. And this is the neem, and I love neem. This has also got natural walnut shell and pumice buff. The neem oil is a really good cleanser. It's nice. It's quite refreshing.
Oh, that's neem, is it?
Neem, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've met the lady who runs neem. I've met her at a couple of events, actually.
Oh, but this has got neem in it.
Oh, right. I thought it was the brand neem.
No, when I went on my honeymoon, when I was married, obviously, because, you know... 12 years ago it was. We went to the Maldives, and they use neem over there in all their products, and it is just amazing. It smells amazing. It feels amazing. And I think neem is one of these argan oil things. It's quite a big ingredient that they use, but it's lovely neem. It's very purifying as well. It's all done with these, you know, the kapha and dosha. Ayurvedic.
No.
It's all like sort of like Indian. You have your kapha types. Your dosha types. They describe people in different ways with the Ayurvedic medicine and so on. And this is Ayurvedic is like oily wisdom for oily skin. So yeah, I might do a bit more Ayurvedic. I need to get somebody in to try and talk about it. I've done reflexology and so on. It's just a different way of you know, like homeopathy, that kind of thing.
So it's been a good show. Been good to have you back.
Yeah, it's been lovely to be back.
You're back in another 2 weeks or so, were you?
Yes.
My little tip is actually what I do. I tend not to put any moisturiser on, which is really bad, only on my face and my neck. And every other day, I get in the shower and I use those exfoliating gloves with soap, and I go all over my body. And my skin is not really that. Well, it's a little bit dry, not really that dry, and I have no bumps. My skin's always smooth because I use those exfoliating gloves and just rub them all over.
And then when I go on holiday, if I run out of body scrub, I always use sand. I get in the sea and just use sand.
Yeah, that's
sand.
Your feet are always lovely when you come back from holiday, aren't they?
I do, and I think exfoliating is a really important thing. I mean, I'm quite soft. The other thing I do as well, which is a bit sort of, you know, when I put moisturiser on, I just put it on the areas that I need it, but I always put it on the back of my hand, any excess, because your hands are the first tick of away your age, aren't they?
I need to wear gloves. I'm becoming like Madonna. Well, I wish I was, actually. I think she's very fit. Right, just